Hello and welcome to the Decibel Boost podcast, the official music podcast of the website Surreal Resolution. I am your host, Robert, and I, for one, can't wait for this podcast to receive like 5 or 6 reboots with weird differing continuities. And with me, I have
18 naked cowboys at the showers at Ram Ranch,
and also across the streets of Ottawa, because there are whiny babies all over the place.
And
when we woke up, what says that? Grandma says that they don't want us either. But damn.
To be fair, that's probably because we made the Ram Ranch joke. Which, I mean, that's fine. I didn't want Paramount's money anyway. Plus, that means we get to make, you know, silly jokes about asshat, you know, douchebags getting trolled in Canada. As it should be.
What's that? At least the name is, well, at least the name is a bit better than just Viacom CBS, which is a bit jumbled or janky.
I mean, to be fair, I imagine it's probably going to be like how Comcast tried to rebrand to Xfinity. Like, you could change the name. We know your brand of bullshit, though, when we see it. So when you see copyright strikes coming from, you know, Paramount, you know, that company name, we're going to be like, oh, Viacom. You can change the name, but we know your stink when we see it.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, we'll be excited for the knuckle spinoff.
Aw, man. I don't even think that movie's out yet, though. And we're already getting a third?
Yeah, not for another month and a half. They also renewed that Halo show that's not premiering for another month because...
Oh, wow.
Well, they kind of put themselves in this corner where they have to go all in on Paramount Plus because they have no way out.
Wait. How long have they been working on that fucking Halo show?
Almost 10 years.
Jesus Christ!
Yep.
God damn.
Yep, that long.
Yeah, it was announced at the Xbox One reveal event, the first one, not E3, back in May of 2013. It was going to be for Showtime, and then nothing happened, and right now here we are.
9 years later.
Dear fucking Lord. Some of y'all need to find a more interesting franchise to get invested in. Fucking Halo, I swear to God.
But at least Halo has Craig.
Who the fuck is Craig?
Who?
What, you don't know the lore of Craig? Heathens.
Is this a red versus blue reference?
No, it's the weird alien morph Bob thing creature guy that was in that first bad Halo Infinite trailer.
Sure. Okay. Anyway, here we are, episode 256. So, how's everyone's week been going? Well, week and a half, I guess.
Yeah, it's been, well, the usual rigmarole of work and other duties and making time for that football game that aired on Sunday. We'll talk more about the other festivities later, in which, that was a fun evening in. Made some good food. Ate a little too much, but hey, it's all in the name of good fun, and I'm still trying to piece together the lore of that electric Silverado commercial with Meadow and AJ in there. Like, I've gone back to season one of The Sopranos, jump cutting to them fully grown now. It's just makes my head hurt a little bit trying to piece together all the lore, but at least they did survive the great whacking of 07. So, yeah, that's good to know. I'm glad they got out of that life. Commercials. Don't bother with crypto financial things. Just don't.
Especially if they involve random QR codes.
Or a terrible CG 18-year-old LeBron James.
Oh, God, that was a thing?
Yes, that was a thing that happened.
God help us all.
Yeah, but also, the other day, I had an inkling, an instinct, to go to this place, this used electronics and game store here in the city called The Grid. It's run by Goodwill, actually. It's basically the last used store left standing here in the city that I go to, because everyone else is closed because of they just moved on, or different industries, or COVID. It's just, or bankruptcy. It sucks, but I just had a hunch to go there after work one day, because I've been trying to find a PS3 Guitar Hero controller. Don't ask why, I'm just trying to find it. I haven't found one yet. But I did find... I found a fantastic, quote-unquote, haul. A 20-gig 3rd-gen iPod for $20, and a 160-gig 7th-gen iPod for $70.
Wow.
These ask for pretty high prices on eBay, anywhere from, I'd say about anywhere from, in the case of the smaller one, $50 to $60, with this big one, up to $150 to $200. I save so much money not having to deal with eBay. I can finally put these to use, because, like, this 160 gig boy, this is the highest capacity one they made. And they stopped making it just because Toshiba stopped making the little hard drives that fit into it. I'm sorry sad about that. But, yeah, my instincts were on point that day. Very happy I managed to get these two. And the fun continues on, because, well, I need something to do when I'm not limiting everyday life and the continued hooliganism that is traversing all of our waking days. But at least there are some fantastic folks who are angry at all these whiny bitch baby truckers who are spamming their Twitter spaces and that Telegram? Is that what it is?
Yeah, that, whatever it is. Yeah, it's definitely Telegram and Twitter spaces.
Whatever it is, they're spamming them real hard with fantastic songs about cowboys at this place called Ram Ranch doing things to one another. That's all I'm going to say about that.
Man, the Brokeback Mountain sequel sounds amazing. Finally, everything I wanted out of a movie like that. 10 out of 10, no notes. Anyway, Mark, what about you?
Yeah, well, like I was, I did watch the Super Bowl. Yeah, actually, why you watched the game? Well, I don't know, just to see.
Nothing else on TV.
Yeah, pretty much nothing else on TV. And also, yeah, I want to see the commercials too, but I want to see it, like, you know, like, live, see how it goes. I want to see that in the Twitter feed, or how they go, which they were mostly stupid crypto shit. A important commercial. Basically doing T-Mobile, T-Mobile, but we are the world type of shit. Which is like, there's the one part where if you push one of a, like you push one of a, well, you know, kind of, which, I mean, it ain't, I mean, it's, you know, what she is, like, I mean, yeah, but again, W has done well for us. Well, you know, a lot, as you can tell. And of course, network synergy with, hey, here's Peacock. Those are the Peacock. Hey, you want to watch Peacock? Hey, here's a Peacock. Free Peacock.
I think I'd rather listen to songs? An actual Peacock.
It's like okay, get NBC. You want to promote Peacock because you got all this new shit out. Because the same day, the Super Bowl thing, that new show Bel Air came out that day. I watched one episode because it was free on Peacock. Yeah, it's definitely, you know, not your daddy's Fresh Prince. I'll say that it's definitely not a sitcom. It is more of a drama. It is maybe that different. That what if the Fresh Prince will take it seriously? And yeah, it is. Wow. I mean, it could have been worse. I mean, the most obvious thing they did here is in the beginning they played J. Cole's "No Role Models." After that song, where it said, first thing first was a piece of Uncle Phil. But they cut that out because they're like, yeah, we get it.
Yeah,
we get it. We know where it's coming from. It's like, I just gotta say, well, I'll say one thing. Hillary is kind of cool, though. Hillary is kind of cool, though. Carter's a little bitch, though, in this remake. Like, well, like I get the trying to, they don't want to be the same shit, which I get that. But here, it's like, you kind of want to knock him the fuck out. Like, OG was naive, not naive or shit. And you, and he get that geeky nerdy. This dude, like, I'm sensing really total fuckboy mode out of him. Like, for real. Like, no one just don't show him real or replace Will, but yeah.
Yeah. I'm probably still not watching that show, though. Because then I have to sign up for that service, and no thanks.
Yeah, that's why you go back to the original, because it's readily available on other platforms and on other TV channels.
HBO Max! Not to mention, you could probably have a physical version. But anyway, as for me, well, I had a movie date with my boyfriend for Valentine's Day. We tried to watch Kiki's Delivery Service, but we got what's the word I'm looking for here? Region blocked, I suppose? Because we tried doing one of those share, you know, online viewing things, and since we live in different territories, that kind of didn't work out.
Oh, one of those things that happens, yeah. That's unfortunate.
Yeah, but we did end up watching A Whisker Away, which I liked. It was a cute movie with a lot of cats in it. Cats make me happy. And just kind of a lot of work and stuff in between, as well as in my downtime, binging that there Jujutsu Kaisen manga thing that all the kids are into. Dear God, they're really spending years worth of chapters on a single arc. Holy shit. Good luck with that, Studio MAPPA. Anyway, that's pretty much about it on my end, so we're gonna move on to the relatively brief segment of new song discussions for the past week. Yeah, not a lot going on, just kind of like five songs here to talk about. So, of course, there'll be a playlist down in the description, so you can follow along with us and, I mean, find at least a few new tunes to listen to. So, starting at the top, longtime post-punk band Killing Joke. It's been a while since they've outputted any proper studio material. Their last major album, Pylon, came out in 2015. But they recently announced that they got a new EP coming down the pike in March 25th called Lord of Chaos. Not to be confused with the novel-slash-film adaptation of the novel Lords of Chaos, you know, about how black metal musicians are kind of fucking extremist psychopaths sometimes. At the very least, that one dude, you know, Varg, that guy who spends all his time bitching on Twitter about stupid bullshit. Anyway, so, yeah, Lord of Chaos EP, we have the title track here, and, I mean, it's not too far from where they've been in recent years, like this past decade or that last album. This kind of post-punk mixed with industrial elements going on, steady stomping tempo with a heavy focus on pounding tom rhythms on the drums, very repetitious guitar riffing, those kind of echo-laden but still very gruff vocals. It's Killing Joke. I mean, they're not changing much anytime soon. I mean, when you've been around for, like, since I think the fucking late 70s, I think you're kind of probably not going to change all that much, but, you know, it is what it is. I thought it was alright, I guess.
Yeah, this is definitely vibing more towards industrial than punk, but it's got some good riffs to it. It's a pretty solid outing. I don't know what else to expect. I think this is just going to be a four-track EP, but I'm always up for, you know, more Killing Joke material.
Right. Now, moving on to the next track here, we have a new one-off here, courtesy of producer and singer Caroline Polachek, called Billions. And there's not much to say. I'll say it's a very pretty-sounding song, that's for sure. There's a lot of really, you know, pleasant crystalline synths floating along in the background, the production being accentuated with a lot of these pitched percussive elements, and kind of like this harp-ish melody kind of going along with everything as well. It's very, you know, lush and intricate, and I do enjoy the vocal performance of Polachek here, especially in the chorus with some of the arrangements and rhythms, especially that kind of breathy punctuation of vocals on the downbeat of the chorus. It's not nice sounding enough. I like it.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, for some time, I was like, this sounds kind of pleasant. Like the way, like the way, the way, the way was it, it began. It's like, all right, like sounds very lush. Her vocals are very good, and all right. But when it got to the end of the song, like at least with the choir, I'm like, this is, oh, I'm really liking this when it got to that part. Maybe because the way Anna sounds like the ending of a movie, that the movie credits ending, or at least, or at least end credits music ending, which is like, that's kind of nice. And now this, plus that other single that Paulcheck did with Charlie XCX and Christine the Queens, like I would take more of a work. And oh yeah, and a fun fact: apparently, that single release is part of a 7-inch single that features a rework of the track she did with OPN, Long Roll Home, which is. Well, it's a rework. It's basically like her vocals, her vocals on there. So yeah.
Oh yeah, that is
pretty good track.
Anyway, moving on to the next track here. Oh, hello there again, Mr. Josh Tillman. Looks like we have another single here coming from Mr. Father John Misty's upcoming album, Chloe and the Next 20th Century, due out April 8th. The track is called Q4, and much like the last single we got here, aesthetically, this one's stemming for a very, like, old-timey Hollywood feel. You know, a pretty steady, easy-to-follow tempo with a lot of lush string arrangements. It kind of sounds like, well, I'm going to say what a lot of the comments on the YouTube upload were saying. It's very Wes Anderson-esque. Which probably helps because, like, the video accompaniment tries to mimic, like, you know, the opening credits of, like, you know, an old-time Hollywood film production. Or, again, Wes Anderson, take your pick. And, no, I have not seen that newer one yet. I should probably get around to that at some point. And, of course, the lyrics are the expected tonally sarcastic spiel about... Okay, I'm assuming there's supposed to be some kind of a narrative here because the last song was about a woman trying to make it in, I think... comedy, you know, stand-up comedy circuit, and this one I'm sure is probably about that same woman again trying to make it as some kind of profitable author, and I guess it seems to be working out given how often it references, you know, oh, the book company's Q4 profits or whatever. So I guess novels work better than stand-up, but I don't know, this is still just kind of boring. But again, given the existence of pure comedy, I guess it's better to be bored than annoyed? Question mark? I guess it really depends on your mindset.
I have no strong feelings one way or the other about this.
Oh yeah, speaking of which, how about that Futurama revival thing?
Oh Disney, oh, why do you do the things you do?
Why did these in the first place? It ended well!
Because this is Disney, and Disney loves content.
Content that will likely not have, arguably, its most famous voice returning. So, yeah, what's even the point? Especially considering how disrespectful it seems like things are going behind the scenes. But that's neither here nor there.
Yeah.
Once again, this is Disney. Do I have to pull the Rescue Rangers trailer for all you to see?
No. For the love of God, please don't. I did not. I have done nothing to deserve that today.
Okay, point proven.
I have exactly one fear. Well, okay, several fears, but that's one of them right now. Anyway, speaking of film, let's move on to the next track here. Why, oh motherfucking why, speaking of content, why do they keep making Texas Chainsaw Massacre movies?
Because Netflix needs a new movie every week. They said so in their Super Bowl commercial. That's why they're raising the prices for subscription fees.
Yeah, but like... They've really found something that's landed, especially if we're talking about this freaking franchise where, okay, so you have the original film, which is an inarguable classic of horror. You have the follow-up, which is more of like a batshit insane comedy horror gore fest, but it's solidly entertaining on its own terms. Then you have like all the subsequent sequels, which didn't really work and didn't really stick in the popular conscious. that people only remember because they feature certain actors before they got famous. Like, I think one had Matthew McConaughey and another had fucking Viggo Mortensen in it. Then you fucking have, like, what, 3 or 4 reboots at this point? Like, okay, let's just try to recap where we are with the last decade or so of, like, sequels and shit, because we have this new movie coming down the pipe. So, okay, there was the 2003 kind of just full-on reboot. Then there was, like, a prequel to that one that came out sometime in the later 2000s. Then, in 2013, we had Texas Chainsaw 3D, which was one of those Godzilla-style reboots, i.e. every movie except the original did not happen. And then we apparently got a sequel to that, which I didn't even know that happened until fucking recently when they announced this friggin' thing, which was apparently a prequel to that 2013 movie. And now we're getting a new movie just called Texas Chainsaw Massacre that is another timeline reboot that only acknowledges the original. What is going on anymore?
My brain hurts.
Mine too!
Honestly, the best thing to happen for Texas Chainsaw Massacre was the ABGN episode from 2007.
And how? I mean, yeah. If I want my chainsaw carnage, you all do realize there's a fantastic Shonen Jump manga series about this, right? It's kind of been rotting my brain for the past couple of years. Isn't that right, Pochita Plushie? The Pochita Plushie says yes.
The moral of the story is, quit trying to replace the original. The original will always be there, Will Smith.
And read Chainsaw Man. I cannot stress that enough.
Yeah, so anyway, why is it about this so much? Well, apparently, the person who scored the movie
is Colin Stetson. Which reminds me, hopefully we get a release date soon for that Uzumaki anime. I don't know if they're going to wait for October or if it's going to happen right after Shenmue wraps, but you never know. I need a date on that, but yeah, Colin Stetson is doing the score for this new Texas Chainsaw movie, which for the record is out this Friday, so probably by the time you're already listening to this. And if nothing else, at least the music will probably be the best part of the movie, because we have a track release here called Every Last One, and it's pretty much everything you want out of, like, a score for a Texas Chainsaw Massacre movie. The super menacing bursts of synthetic swells, the harsh clanking and grinding of steel, these hollow droning pitch down sounds of, like, just human screaming distorted to the nth degree, just this perfect cacophony of dread inducing noise that is so fantastic you'd wish it was in a movie that looked like it was gonna be any good.
Basically, the same thing I get when I heard LP score that movie Capone. These might be good. I heard the movie was kind of ass.
Oh, well, that's unfortunate.
Yeah. I'm guessing you ain't seen Capone, which, don't worry. I heard bad things about it.
Yeah. But anyway, now we move on from that to the last track on our list here. Mark, you want to take over?
Yes. Well, it's been four years since we engraced upon Pusha T's short but sweet album Daytona, and all the chaos that could be after it. And so he graced us with another single, which he's been doing that since, I don't know, like since 2020, or because he's been doing a lot of like Lucy tracks or something. Like, he's been doing a lot of like Lucy stuff. Yeah, I think he did one track for that show Arcane. Mm-hmm. but
wait, the Netflix Arcane?
Apparently they do a lot of rap rock shit, which
I gotta get around to that series.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, anyway, you got a new track called Diet Coke. get it, Diet Coke. And it could be, you got bars, you get your typical Coke bars from, not typical, but the usual Coke bars you get from the team, which is good. Like how the intro, this place, this, like, like the straight simple Fat Joe as in his late price not today's price, like crack like you hear that sound effects, you get a voice somewhere, and you do get the chorus. We got like imagine the players ain't been coached right. Best recipes on the stove lights. The number of this jersey is the price. It's the quote price. You ordered that coat. That's a joke, right? And of course, we got some gross push of tea, which because it's like best you luck. See green like Don Bishop, the ones you trust. You see change when change you took. As far as I'm concerned, use the best me and Jesus. And because it's worse than trying to give me all of mine in pesos. We got a good set of bars here, right? You got bars here. The beat's pretty clear. The beat's pretty hard, I think. Yeah, produce spot. Yeah, all the producers. 88 keys. And that's right.
Oh.
I keep forgetting that he's still signed with the label associated with him.
Yeah.
And you get why we'll get to him later on, but anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway, this track, awesome. I hope there's some sort of an album coming out soon, considering you've been teasing that shit since Hell, you got these last year, to be honest, on that one Pop Smoke track. But yeah. Anyway, come on, we need an album.
Yes, we do. Hopefully soon, but we shall see. In the meantime, that basically about wraps it up for the news song discussion. So we're gonna take a quick break, and when we come back, we have just a little bit of news here. So stay tuned. We're back. So, since the Super Bowl has been the predominant topic of discussion for about a good couple weeks or so, I figure it's best to start off with something that's at least tangentially related to one of its performers. That being, of course, the D-O-double-G himself. Yep, Snoop Dogg, who has recently announced that he has decided to purchase the label that, you know, gave him the platform that he enjoyed in the first place all the way back in 1993. Yep, he now owns Death Row Records.
Whoa.
Yeah,
that's certainly big. That's like, you bought the label that you first started up with. That's pretty, yeah.
Yeah, we don't really know how much he paid for it. Like, most articles in specific said it was purchased from MNRK Music Group for an undisclosed sum. But, so he pretty much took over, and oh shit, that's right, they did release a new album from him last week.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, Back on Death Row, which was last week.
Yep. So, that happened, so I'm sure there's probably gonna be some interesting things that are, happening on behalf of the label. Wait.
Yeah, here's the catch.
Oh, no!
I looked at the article. I saw the dreaded three-letter acronym. Let me just quote a sentence, a paragraph directly here. And finally, before it drops on streaming services, Snoop is partnering with Gala Games to release BODR on blockchain as an exclusive stash box of NFTs. If anything is constant, it's that the music industry will always be changing, Snoop said. Blockchain tech has the power to change everything again and tip the table in favor of the artists and the fans. And we're going to be right at the front of the pack with this Gala Music deal. The stash box of Snoop's music in NFT form is out today. Read February 9th.
Yeah.
Snoop, did your dealer give you some bad weed?
Gotta throw in all those fancy buzzwords. Blockchain, NFT, metaverse. All the stuff that wants to make Mark Zuckerberg into VR God. Ugh.
Look, I can't take anything involving metaverse talk seriously, because anybody who knows me knows that I'm a hardcore Persona 5 fanboy, and if you know, you know.
Yeah. We're not ready to ascend to the Velvet Room, folks.
Please stop selling me this idea of NFTs. I don't care for them. They got nothing to me.
I don't care.
What people I like or into this shit.
Yeah. That includes you too, Ja Rule.
Oh my down. God. Oh God. Ja Rule, you do know what a mark is, right? As long as you've been on this earth and as much experience as you've had existing, you have to know what a mark is. And you have to know what it looks like to fit the profile of a mark.
That's the target audience for this economy. Money marks.
Yeah, just...
Yeah, basically.
Good God.
And no, they don't mean me, because I really got money. But now it is.
Plus, you're not sensible to spend any money you do have on stupid bullshit like this. Literally spend it on anything else. Hell, you could buy a Blu-ray from Aniplex of America, paying the Aniplex tax, and that would be a better investment. At least you get something out of it.
I bought two working iPods this week for under $100. This has more value to me.
It's really an Aniplex thing. I bought Kill a Kill last year, and that's worth a lot. That's worth a lot to me more. Because like, oh, I want a series that I love.
Yeah. Exactly. And who doesn't?
At least they're all tangible.
All hail our Lord and Savior, Ryoko Matoy.
Yeah. Concrete matter, boys. That's what it's all about. Concrete matter.
Yeah. But moving away from that particular stupidity to...
More stupidity!
Now we get to talk about Instagram drama. How fun.
And since we were talking about Pusha T earlier... Hi, Kanye. I don't know what he's calling himself anymore. But, yeah, so... So Kanye is throwing... I don't even know what's happening anymore. The only way I can surmise it is that I saw a post online that said... Kanye West is the most divorced man of all time.
Yeah.
He divorced his wife, divorced his friends, his collaborators, because, apparently him and Kid Cudi are having a fight because he's friends with you-know-what.
Yeah, I think we have to do this in chronological order, so... All this nonsense started when a video was circling on Instagram of Billie Eilish stopping a performance because she saw somebody in the crowd in distress, asking people in the audience, does anyone have an inhaler? She can obviously tell, who's having someone having an asthma attack, which, hi, I have asthma. I know what that's like. It's not fun.
Had that in fifth grade. Definitely not fun.
Yeah. And video that was circling on Instagram... And it was a post from this account, RapCTV, which basically put words in her mouth because she spoke to the audience. What was the quote? Yes. I wait for the people to be okay before I keep going, which, yes, that's the cardinal rule of a concert, especially if there's a circle pit. Someone falls down. What do?
Pick them up.
Yeah. It's cardinal rule.
Back up.
And this account... decided this would be a prime opportunity to stir up some drama.
Ooh.
And did so with in the way of putting words in her mouth, as this was meant to be a diss towards Travis Scott.
It wasn't... She didn't even mention his name! Like...
Yeah,
look at me post anything!
Yeah.
Like, fuck that's to do with him.
And this made
Sorry.
Yeah, this made it to Kanye West, and he decided to give a reply based on this second-hand posting, quote, "Come on, Billy, we love you. Please apologize to Trav and to the families of the people who lost their lives. No one intended this to happen. Trav didn't have any idea of what was happening when he was on stage. Yeah, no fucking shit. And was very hurt by what happened. And yes, Trav will be with me at Coachella, but now I need Billy to apologize before I perform."
Oh my god, you are such a baby.
Yeah, he was threatening to pull out of his headline set at Coachella if Billie Eilish did not explicitly apologize to Travis Scott for something she did not say. Now, the original link on Instagram is gone because apparently people were smart enough to figure out what was going on. We haven't heard anything about this threat since then, but let me just take a look and see what's going on with Coachella. Oh! You're dropping all COVID safety protocols. Fantastic.
It's a bold,
what could possibly go wrong?
It's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off for him.
So what is the sequel? COVID-5! The Resurrection?
I don't want to learn any more Greek letters.
Remember, the human race is full of very, very stupid people. Case in point, Kanye West. At some point, someone in his camp has to take his phone away from him. This guy needs to get off Instagram, like now. Not only because of this. He had a fucking meltdown over his ex or soon-to-be ex-wife, who has been hanging out with apparently the most desirable man in the world, Pete Davidson. And, you know, we joke about Pete Davidson. This part is no joke, because when you are doing all caps threats, you don't deserve any sympathy.
Yeah, much as I try my damnedest to avoid having any sort of opinion on Pete Davidson whatsoever, that is just fucking sinking low, dude.
Yeah, and yes, it even went off to a further bridge, because, apparently Kid Cudi is chummy chum with Pete Davidson, and this does not bode well with Mr. Kanye here, no.
Yeah. Hey, remember when these two were friendly on that whole Kids See Ghosts thing? Feels like so long ago.
I would just like to say Kid Cudi was the best part of Kids See Ghosts, which I think is indisputable fact.
Yeah. So much of this bullshit, even to the point where Kanye was like, "Oh, he's not gonna appear on Donda 2 because he's friends with you-know-who." He wrote this shit by hand, apparently, and posted it. Like, my god.
And somehow, during all this, he managed to find time to get in that McDonald's Super Bowl commercial.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yep. And apparently he was out there, too, with me, looking like a reject, Squid Game character.
Yeah, and he was hanging out at the Super Bowl with Antonio Brown, which,
Okay. That is.
This guy just needs to get off Instagram, get off his phone, and just get help. For the love of fucking God, get help. Because at this point, all he's going to be known by is psych ward patient.
Remember, Kanye, posting through it never works. Just ends up digging the hole deeper, and you can't exactly post your way out of it. And I'd like to cap this off by quoting an Evangelion shitpost I remember seeing on YouTube once. "How much pussy does this motherfucker get? We read zero pussy, ma'am. Dear God."
Ah.
That's actually kind of true, considering him and Julia Fox are no more.
Oh yeah, that happened too.
Good God, man. Get a hobby. Aren't you into manga and stuff? Read manga. Go to the bookstore and buy some manga. Have you read Chainsaw Man? I hear that's pretty good. I definitely don't have an agenda here. Anyway, let's clear our minds of that frustration and finally delve into, of course, the big, source of everyone's postings for the past couple weeks, Super Bowl Sunday, which I actually did not pay much attention to at all. It wasn't even one of those, like, you know, there was nothing better on TV. I was just like, I had shit to do. So I don't exactly know the broader context for a lot of things. I'm not even entirely sure who won, to be honest.
LA won.
LA is...
Rams.
Rams. Sorry, I'm still thinking about the Ram Ranch thing.
Well, honestly, that would be a better display than what they did with the Hollywood sign, which, God, that looks so cheap. Ugh.
Yeah. But, of course, there was the big Super Bowl halftime thing, which I caught after the fact, so I don't know if anyone here who was watching live wants to provide, like, any further context to, like, kind of how it went down.
Well, Mark and I watched it live, so...
Yeah, I watched it, like, okay, bit after the fact, so I don't know if I missed anything important before or after.
Before, you missed Odell Beckham Jr. possibly tearing his ACL, and after, you missed Ja'Marr Chase getting a... Was it Ja'Marr Chase or T. Higgins? T. Higgins. It was T. Higgins who got a really big touchdown reception, I think. I don't know. I can't remember. The game was a couple days ago. I can't remember all of it, but I remember this show.
Yeah.
It was a very good show.
Very good.
Yes. Yes, it was. So, yeah, mostly good. I will say, of course, 50 Cent, can we maybe not?
I wasn't expecting that, but I'll take it for the surprise factor.
Yeah, it's a big surprise, and if I was apparently from what we saw, he did put on a bit of weight.
Yeah.
Which, hence the fat jokes made him.
We call it cultivating mass around these parts.
This is true.
Yeah.
But
okay, and since, well, filming to another surprise, guess who was on drums? Apparently.
Was it Snoop Dogg?
Yeah. No.
Motherfucking Anderson .Paak.
Oh, drums. I thought you said drugs.
Well, I mean...
My hearing must be a little
Snoop
bit off today.
Snoop Dogg did imbibe a little bit before going on stage, which... New York Post, chill out.
Really? You're surprised that he smoked before doing it? Have you not met Snoop Dogg or heard of him? You know, we've been the past 20 to 30 years.
Also, you know, California is kind of okay with that bomb-ass hempy.
Yeah.
Which, that is a thing that was said on a Super Bowl halftime show. I'm very proud.
Yeah.
And just for a brief moment, can we just give praise to Mary J. Blige?
Oh, yes.
51 years old.
Yes, we should.
So fantastic.
And she's still got it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she sounded fantastic.
Yeah. And of course, we also had a... making his grand return after what seems like 2 years away from everything and everyone, Kendrick Lamar. He is still with us.
Top of the morning.
Yes, he is. It was very grand. I will say the disappointment is we did not get a new album announcement, so there's that.
Hopefully in due time it will happen.
Good things come to those who wait.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, then there was, of course, you know, Dre as well. Nobody forgets about Dre.
Yeah, Dre. That Dre Snoop Dogg from, like, basically the classic staple, you know, from like the next episode, which, yeah. And I forgot about Dre. Still Dre. Shit, what else? I want to say Gin and Juice, but I
California Love.
Okay. California Love with a little rendition of I Imagine with a tribute to Tupac, minus the hologram.
Yeah, we don't need the hologram.
No, we do not.
And I will say this: the one thing I was cringing the whole time didn't really happen. I mean, and yes, I'm talking about Eminem, which the only songs from him that was, you know, his first Forgot About Dre and Lose Yourself, aka the last song he did before he, did
the last shit. Time yeah. Everyone which, agreed universally that he was worth a damn.
Yeah. Yeah, so here's that, and oh wait, apparently something got cut. Or erased in there.
Yeah, during Still Dre, I noticed something when I was watching it back. They cut Snoop Dogg's mic, so he probably said something that did not vibe with the censors, either with the NFL or NBC. I tried to find other broadcasts. I think I found like a BBC radio broadcast. The same thing happened. There was a weird audio drop. I don't know what he said. I don't think we're ever going to know what he said.
Apparently,
Dre said that we still don't fuck with the police. And I think they cut that off too because, And of course, the biggest moment from that is the biggest thing that got cut off is Eminem kneeling.
Actually, there have been conflicting reports about that. Apparently, that was not something that was specifically said. No, you can't do that. Apparently, that was authorized by the NFL. So, yeah.
Wait, so.
Okay. I don't know. There are conflicting reports all over the place with this.
It's a lot of he said, she said, but at the end of the day, it happened. We know it happened.
Yeah.
And, of course,
I would have liked to have heard more of Mad City in the medley, though.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, true. Damn it, I said Super Bowl show. Why the fuck I said that show?
But yeah, it was a pretty good halftime. And of course it made all the conservative pundits shit their brains out of their ass, so.
Yeah, pretty much. It's like if like one poll said, what are the sexual tits? Like, what sexual tits? You mean Mary J. Blige?
That's the buzzword of 88-year-old in a 28-year-old's body.
Oh my god, these people. Get an actual hobby or something. Or just stop
posting. Get some bitches.
Yeah, that's how they thrive. Search engine optimization. It's very sad and pathetic.
Just the worst.
Why?
But, yeah.
It's like I got the stupidest covers. Like, it's like, all these black people performing. What, like, y'all been had y'all turn. You forgot. Y'all... The one woman will we get something for us? Y'all motherfuckers complain like that shit before. Y'all, and then some post talking about, well, how about the next time we have people like Kid Rock or Ted Nugent or no, shut up. You already have the nigga do that like a few years back. So no, shut your ass.
Plus, isn't Kid Rock busy performing at low rent dive bars that no one gives a shit about?
Either way, I'm pretty sure, based on the immediate reception afterwards by people with, functioning brains and eyeballs and taste, this will be an all-timer. Up there with Prince, Michael Jackson, U2, Beyonce, that level of halftime performance.
Time will tell, but it certainly, could be up there. But,
Yes, if you're up there.
So, yeah, that basically about rounds it out for our thoughts on the Super Bowl halftime show. Can't wait to do this time again next year. Maybe I'll actually pay attention to the goddamn game. But in the meantime, we of course have one last little thing to round out before we start our sign off, and that is the new album releases for the week of February 18th, 2022. Starting at the top, we have the newest album from death metal act Immolation with Acts of God. We have the latest collaboration album from The Body, this time with OAA, called Enemy of Love. Of course, there's a new potential collaborative project from Currency and the Alchemist with Continuance. I seem to notice that for whatever reason, I almost always seem to be off with the release dates for hip-hop projects in particular, but hopefully this one comes out on time.
Yeah, well, yeah, for hip-hop album, hip-hop release dates, they're unpredictable. They can drop either that week or that week, or yeah, but yeah,
or maybe as soon as we finish recording this episode, who knows? Of course, there's the new album from Oliver Tree with Cowboy Tears. And last but not least, there's a new double album from the band Beach House with Once Twice Melody. Now it is time to clean house and get the hell out of here. So, Alex, where can they find you on the internet?
As always, Aura of Azure, where I talk about things relative to my interests, either at the moment or in general. That's a very generic description, but it's very effective and true.
Cool, cool. Mark, what about you?
As usual, Twitter, Max Havoc Media, my site, havoc1@havoc1.com. Recently, I did a review, Horror Mia. You should watch that show. It's really good.
Yes, yes, you should.
I kind of figured to add this on. Watch for Just of Dawn as well. That's pretty good too.
Noted. Anyway, as for me, you can find me on Twitter, Instagram, etc. at Rob Barracuda. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes and Google Podcasts. New audio only episodes go up every Wednesday. Video usually goes up on the weekend, so subscribe. To the YouTube channel, hit the bell tab so you're notified whenever anything goes up there. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at SurrealRezzo. Like us on Facebook. Visit the website SurrealResolution.com for written articles, this podcast, podcast O&A, all of that good stuff. Be sure to jump into our Discord chat so you can shitpost about Mountain Dew flavors or any other thing that's happening. Possibly roasting Nintendo, who knows? And, of course, a shout-out to the producer, Mr. E, for letting me use his music for this podcast. Links to his shit down in the description. Well, that'll about do it for this week. We'll, of course, be back next week with, you know, more of the usual business. So, yeah, until next time. Did someone say forklifts? Oh, no one said forklifts. Oh, all right, then. Forklifts!